This is an executive summary of 1031 exchange for farmland and agricultural land, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. Farmland and agricultural land are among the most appreciated assets many families hold. Land bought or inherited generations ago can be worth many times its basis, so a sale triggers a large four-layer tax. A 1031 exchange lets farmland owners defer that tax, and agricultural land is a strong candidate because it's clearly real property held for productive use in a trade or business or for investment. What makes farmland exchanges distinctive is the bundle of assets involved: the land itself, the improvements, barns, irrigation systems, fencing, grain bins, and the water rights, which in many agricultural regions are valuable and have their own tax character. This guide explains whether farmland qualifies, how these components are treated in an exchange, the option of swapping farmland into passive property to retire from farming, the conservation and easement considerations, and how to plan a farmland exchange. Farmland and agricultural land qualify for a 1031 exchange when held for productive use in a trade or business or for investment, which describes most farmland. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.